joining us this morning on the Trocare College Lifeline. Jeff Rinaldo, Vice President of the Tarion Group. We're talking security at the Galleria Mall after, over the weekend, a large fight resulting in a teenager being stabbed and sent to the hospital. Jeff, thanks for being with us this morning. You know, you see things like this every now and again at the mall, and they've tried a lot of different policies, but none of which seem to 100% work when it comes to breaking up some of these large-scale fights. When you heard about this Sunday, were you Sunday, by the way, it's a holiday weekend, but Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m., you know, not late at night or anything like this. Were you surprised at all about the news that there was a fight resulting in a stabbing involving teens at the mall?
Well, good morning. Unfortunately, I was not. It just seems to be somewhat commonplace now that around holiday weekends, there tends to be some type of incident that could occur at that mall. I know that the Cheektowaga Police Department has done a great job of patrolling it. I know that they've brought in some community programs, Stop the Violence Coalition, as well as security. But unfortunately, these things do occur, especially when you have a large gathering of younger people, and it really is unfortunate.
Yeah, so there's a police presence at the mall. The peacemakers are there. There have been age restrictions, chaperone rules, curfews, a ban on groups. I mean, what else can they do?
Well, as you said, I mean, they've tried every single thing that would be reasonable. Again, it's a matter of resources, right? How much security, how much law enforcement can you put into a particular environment to try to ensure that violence doesn't erupt? But I guess if it's still happening, regardless of those resources, then you really need to look at a couple other options, whether it is a complete curfew that starts earlier, or especially on holiday weekends, potentially closing down certain businesses that are the gathering points for these groups of teens where the problems erupt. But you can't just keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result.
I mean, it's tough because on one hand, you want to do what you can. On the other, you're trying to get people into businesses. Things like a movie theater, which is inside the mall. This happened on the lower level right beneath where that movie theater is. I mean, 17 years old? That's who you want to go on a Friday night at 7 o'clock to go and see a movie. And you're probably not bringing mom along with you. Is it tough to find that balance when you consult with businesses or places where there's a lot of people to where, all right, we need a certain amount of freedom mixed in with the security?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, for the events that we do, concerts and other things, plays, sporting events, you know, there's a balance, but you also have historical knowledge to operate off of, meaning that you know that when certain teams are playing other teams, these tend to be more violence provoking or, you know, more contentious. So you can plan accordingly. I think the difficulty is, short of a particular movie coming out or something that you've seen in other cities that's driving some level of disturbances, it is hard to plan for that. And again, any business has to balance the cost of security versus the profit that they can make selling their goods. And, you know, that's a decision that has to be made not in a vacuum, but in partnership with law enforcement, the mall management, the mall security, and whatever security measures that the theater itself brings to bear, if this was a result of people attending a movie or not.
You know, you also want shoppers to feel comfortable while they're there and not fear going to the mall. Is there technology available today that wasn't available a few years ago that might help in a case like this?
Well, there is, but I think that the problem that you get into, Susan, is just how far are you willing to go? I think that if you install weapon detection technology at the entrance of every mall, you're probably going to lose a number of shoppers who are just not looking to be inconvenienced to simply go into the mall and, you know, purchase a jacket. So there is a balance to that. I think that it's just a matter of looking at, you know, what were the resources that day? Did they have enough security on hand? Did they identify problems before they arose? But unfortunately, it's a very difficult situation for law enforcement, very difficult for security. And ultimately, the business is the one that pays the price, as well as the general public. As you said, if they don't feel safe, they're not going to go there.
You know, it reminds me a little bit of what we were talking about a year ago around this time with the Buffalo Public Library, downtown, especially that location where they had fights. It was a problem after school, and they were looking for ways to stop it from happening while also keeping the doors open and it being a pretty free-flowing space. Are those spaces, are these types of things maybe just a thing of the past in someone like your eyes, where you just kind of look at it from a security standpoint and say, no matter what, if you have this free-flowing space, you're opening the door for problems?
Well, I don't think that it's all hope is lost, but I do think that you have to look at, so for instance, in the library, they did install weapon detection technology. I know they did a cooperative thing with not only the Erie County Sheriff's Department, who did an excellent job, but as well as Buffalo Police, as well as Buffalo Place. So again, it was a collaboration to try and put an end to it. But again, a library is a pretty small space to police and control versus a mall. So, you know, I would just say that unfortunately these things are going to happen. As I tell people in our safety training classes all the time, if you find yourself in an environment where you just don't feel comfortable, leave. Like, you don't have to be there. There's no purchase that needs to be made that day that's worth your personal safety. And unfortunately, you know, all it takes is a couple bad actors to give a bad reputation to a place or to a business. And, you know, again, it's just a matter of trying to figure out what are the resources we need and what can we do differently to help prevent this from happening in the future.
You know, Jeff, what about something that's really out of police control? And that is the bail reform laws that are in with us today. I mean, it's allowing offenders to get a slap on the wrist and then go right back out there.
Oh, absolutely it is. There's, for whatever reason, we've become a consequenceless society in terms of crime. And we're holding victims accountable, but not the bad actors. And it really doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But I think in a lot of cases, what you'll find is, you know, with especially teen violence, young person violence, much of this is driven by social media. There's, you know, disputes that develop out in the social media space. And then when people see one another out in public, they act upon those disputes. So I think that there's a number of challenges here that unfortunately there is just no magic wand that you can wave to eliminate those issues.
You know, in out by Darien Lake, Genesee County Sheriff's Office, one of just many police agencies that had to respond to fights involving kids. You do security for a lot of events across Western New York. Every time we hear about this, seems to be in that age range, right? 16 to 17, 18 years old, somewhere around there. Is it always people in that age range that are causing the issue?
It's not always. You know, unfortunately, you know, the younger you are, the less critical thinking skills you have, so you're less likely to follow direction. You know, I think at some point we have to look at accountability, not just for these kids, but also for their parents. You know, I think as a parent, I have a certain expectation of how my children would behave in public and how they would respond to authority figures. And I think that we need to really start looking at parenting. You know, what's going on in the home that this particular juvenile is constantly getting himself or herself into trouble. So, you know, there's a lot of factors to it. But at the end of the day, I think that we have to start holding the people that are acting poorly accountable, and I think that the criminal justice system needs to react better to victims and have a little bit more control of people that are not conforming to the laws of our land.
Hey, Jeff, thanks. We appreciate the time this morning.
Sure. Thank you.
Jeff Rinaldo, Vice President of the Tarien Group.